Good morning, and welcome to this week's edition of Extension Connection. My name is Kayla Miller, the Fulton County 4-H Youth Development Extension Educator. Who doesn't want to be a queen or a king? The United States' fascination, which verges on its obsession with the British royals, is ironic, considering our split from our mother country almost 250 years ago. In a similarly heated fashion, the Fulton County 4-H royalty competition this year was fierce. Before I announce our 2019 Fulton County 4-H royalty, let me tell you how these young people are selected, what's expected of them once they are crowned, and what's in it for them. In Fulton County, you will see many crowns, sashes, and medallions walking around our community festivals and at fairs, especially at our own. Every county has their own spin on how the royalty process works, but this is how Fulton County's goes. Our Beef Queen contest is facilitated by the Fulton County Cattle Feeders, Pork Industry Ambassador by Fulton County Pork Producers, and Dairy Ambassador is selected by the Fulton County Dairy Association. The Fulton County 4-H Horse Council runs their own Horse 4-H King and Queen contest too. Same for Junior Fair Board running their own Fulton County Junior Fair King and Queen. All species which are not represented by the commodity group royalty in our county are represented through the Fulton County 4-H program as ambassadors. Fulton County 4-H's most coveted royalty positions are the Fulton County 4-H King and 4-H Queen. Applicants must complete 8th grade in the current year and be an active member in Fulton County 4-H. They must have completed 2 previous years of 4-H and be currently enrolled. If candidates wish to represent a specific species, they're required to be currently enrolled in that species project, with preference given to applicants who've completed that project for at least 2 years before. Candidates must complete an extensive 4-page Older Youth Opportunities application and submit it to the Fulton County OSU Extension Office by May 15th, which comprises 30% of their final score. The next 30% is based on their score on a written knowledge test about the 4-H program as a whole, or knowledge about the species they want to represent. Candidates running for multiple positions complete multiple tests. The final 40% of their score is based upon an interview with a judge or two who are out-of-county individuals. Fulton County 4-H royalty are formally crowned during the dress-up dinner at Fulton County 4-H camp. Royalty are expected to remain in good standing and will complete all 4-H projects during their reign. Royalty are also supposed to wear their crowns, sashes, and/or medals at all times and behave as a representative of the 4-H program during community events such as festivals, parades, and especially at the Fulton County Fair. This includes our Junior Fair Board worker bees. If you see a Fulton County 4-H royalty member at a public event not wearing his or her royalty attire, you have my full permission to ask him or her why he or she isn't wearing it. Our royalty are also expected to attend at least 2 local community parades, their respective species junior fair show, if they have one, the Fulton County Junior Fair Sale, and the Golden Wedding Anniversary Party at the Fulton County Fair. As you can imagine, the duties of the crown are heavy. So why did nearly 30 Fulton County 4-H'ers decide to compete as candidates for Fulton County 4-H royalty this year? Prestige, honor, pride, and money. Our 4-H King and Queen receive $250 each, and each species ambassador receives $200 each. Scholarship monies are allocated upon completion of reign and royalty duties, and are withheld if the selected candidate does not meet our high standards throughout his or her year of reign. All 4-H program scholarship monies have to be paid directly to a college or some type of post-secondary institution upon graduation of high school. So many of our members accumulate monies over their high school career. It's not uncommon for my 4-H program to cut a $1,000 check to an academic institution once a 4-H'er graduates from high school. With all that in mind, I'd like to announce to you the 2019 Fulton County 4-H royalty. Our 4-H King is Braden Monahan, 4-H Queen, Hannah Mae Borton, Dog Ambassador, Elizabeth Minion, Lamb Ambassador, Chloe Creakey, Rabbit Ambassador, Ava Hoyleman, Goat Ambassador, Lydia Heilman, and Poultry Ambassador, Rachel Hicks. The competition was fierce this year, as I said before. Our judges commented again and again how professional our young people were in our county and how they wish they could have selected all of the candidates. Another Fulton County royalty member who's already selected this year is our dairy ambassador, Michaela Clymer. Our other commodity royalty and junior fair queen and king will be announced later throughout the summer. So now when you see a crown or medal or sash walking through the crowd at a public event or riding past you in a parade, I hope you know the teen wearing it worked really hard. It wasn't just a beauty contest or good interview skills that earned them their position. Please join me in congratulating them on their knowledge, professionalism, and dedication to the Fulton County 4-H program that earned them that crown, medal, or sash. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Extension Connection. I'm Kayla Miller, and you're listening to 96.1 WMTR.